But anyway, when my mom came over in after the war in 48, I believe. Yeah, she came over. She comes from the same village as my dad's ancestors came from as well. So it might have been an arranged marriage, I'm not sure. But so any Chinese culture I get, whatnot, I would get from my mom, not so from my dad. My dad was, you know, born in Canada and was pretty much, you know, went to school here. And so he didn't have much in the way of Chinese.
He wasn't Chinese,
no,
per se.
Yeah, per se. And so it was his feeling that it was more important for me to be more Western. Other than at home, we would mark the Chinese New Year,
mm-hmm.
go down, you know, the Chinese community had celebrations and whatnot we would go to. But because we were isolated in that sense, I think it would be different. I know that, you know, I have friends that grew up in downtown, in Chinatown area. And so that, you know, being more connected with the Chinese community,
mm-hmm.
at that time,
mm-hmm.
even though they were born here, you know, they have much more of a Chinese culture and connection than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Living in Burnaby, I didn't have, and plus they, you know, after school, a lot of the kids down in that area, in that Strathcona and Britannia area, there was a Chinese school that they went to as well. You know,
and just learning the language.
Yeah, learning the language.
Connection.
Yeah, exactly. So I never had that opportunity living out in Burnaby. So we were a little isolated in that regard. So.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was Dad's intention that we should be more Western and try to be Canadian more than Chinese,
mm-hmm.
and any of my Chinese connection and or culture would have come from my mom, but more just from, because, you know, she had a lot of the village kind of culture more so than I didn't know much about Chinese history or any of the other cultural things because my mom wasn't, you know, when she came she wasn't educated at all, and
but she immigrated
to Canada after the war, as I said, you know, she couldn't read or write Chinese,
mm.
I know it was a big struggle to get her get her citizenship done. She
mm.
could actually, I think she was able to read or write English better than Chinese.
Oh.
So.
But you mentioned she enjoyed though the Chinese opera.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah.
So
she's a big fan of Chinese opera. So. But anyway, so I think as we were growing up, my brother and I were not exposed, you know, we didn't have much exposure to Chinese culture. So I think because of that, it wasn't a big part of our,
mm-hmm.
our growing up.
Hmm.
And so, it wasn't until just of late, I think my first trip to China was in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got a chance to go back to the ancestral village,
hmm.
where my mom and dad's family come from, and actually got to see the house where my grandfather, the house isn't there anymore, but the actual piece of property is still being maintained by relatives, distant relatives. The original house had fallen down, but in China, the state reclaims any land that isn't being utilized. So
mm.
they immediately erected a small little structure on it. It's just a little one-room thing that basically it has an ancestor altar on it. It has a table there with a bunch of pictures and some things where, you know, various festivals that would go and honor the ancestors,
mm-hmm.
and it was just used as a shrine,
right.
more than anything else. So,
right.
but because you have a structure on it, you can still, and the rest of it is
mm-hmm.
is a orchard, I guess, that the rest of the village uses, is, you know, free to use. So,